Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. When you were little, do you remember all the things you wanted to be when you grew up? I remember pretending to be a businessman and bringing my invisible clients into my office to meet my secretary. Okay, it was actually my mom in the laundry room. But she would graciously shake their invisible hand and ask what their business was like. Since childhood, we've all aspired to be many different things. Most of us don't discover our true calling in life until our 30s or 40s. Along the way, mom may have pressured you to become a doctor, and dad may have dreamed that you'd be in the family business. But deep inside you was a desire that you just could not deny. Problem is, many dreams are snuffed out by parents who have their child's future all worked out for them. And here's the real danger. Even though it may just be a temporary phase, every time a child is discouraged from a dream, they are conditioned to stop dreaming. And when they grow up, they may just take any old job because, hey, I never could have become an astronaut anyway. Mom always thought I might get hurt on the moon. Psalms 37:4 says, "Delight yourself also in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart." I used to think that that meant, be a good Christian and God will give you the things that you want. Until one day I read it like this, "Serve the Lord, and He will put desires in your heart. He knows what you are to become, so He places the desire to become that in your heart." Parents, God has a plan for every one of your children. So encourage your children to serve the Lord and follow the desires of their heart. When they're 4 and they want to be a Disney World character, tell them they're going to be the best Disney World ever had. And when they're 12 and want to be a ballerina, sit and watch them dance. And then when they're 30 and loving their job as a school teacher, you'll tell them, "I always knew you could do it." Think of what you could have accomplished in life if you had been encouraged to follow the desires of your heart. And then realize that you are now in the position to teach your children to follow the desires in their hearts. And moms, when your son tells you that he wants to be an astronaut when he grows up, just tell him to be sure to take along an extra pair of socks and a warm sweater. That's Family Matters. I'm Paul Kendall.
For more Family Matters, log on to ZionTabernacle.com.